Blog Talk Radio.
Panel
discussion for y'all tonight. It's something new that we had planned to do, and this is our first time being able to do it on tonight. We're going to have with us one of our founding members of the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International, the one and only. He's a dynamic young man. I'm blessed to have him as a son in the ministry. We're real close. We love one another. And none other than my own and your own prophet, Matthew Barnes. Hallelujah.
How are you doing tonight? Bless you.
Amen. And as we prepare, we want to ask that you would pray with us that you receive what it is that you're looking for tonight. We praise God. We bless God for you. We thank the Kingdom Builders International for allowing us to come together once more again on the Thursday evening for this award for hour. We're going to ask that you would get yourself some pencils, pen, some paper, but especially your Bible. We need for you to have an open mind. We're going to talk about some things that are practical. We're going to try to give a few wonderful scriptures that will back up the things that we say, as we always attempt to do. And we're going to pray that God is the one that leads, guides, and directs us. So I'm going to ask once again if you will say this with us. Open thine mine eyes.
Open thine mine eyes.
That I may behold.
That I may behold.
The wondrous thing.
The wondrous thing.
Out of thy law.
Out of thy law.
That's Psalms 119, verse 18. And basically it's saying, Lord, please let us be able to understand what it is we're getting ready to read, what we're getting ready to hear. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. Father, we thank you for allowing us to come together once more. And again, just a few of your servants, oh God, lead, guiding, and directing those things that you give to us, Father. We pray even right now that you remove Carlton, you remove Matthew, oh God, that you allow your spirit to flow out of our mouths, Father. We pray even right now, oh God, that you would give us everything that we need, Father, for your people, Father. Even though we may have something prepared, Father, we pray even right now that your revelation knowledge rules and super rules here during this hour, oh God. We pray that there be deliverance, oh God. We pray that someone be healed, oh God. We pray for those that are bereaved, oh God. And we're going to do a special prayer even later, Father, for those that we know that are bereavement, oh God. And, Father, we just pray even right now, Father, that you would be with us, oh God. Teach us, guide us, lead us into all truth. And may you always continue to get the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And all that agree, say amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, because this is the Warfare Hour, we have been concentrating in the month of November on the weapons of warfare. And we started in the month of December. We started with the warnings. Actually, we started with the family. And then last week we talked about the warnings. And so we're going to like touch just one or two of those areas that we talked about last week. We want to focus on family. Some things that's been going on is the word of God seemed to keep coming up concerning unforgiveness. The word of God keeps coming up telling us to put ourselves in a place of forgiveness so that we won't be suffering the penalty of unforgiveness. Now, I know I'm going to go ahead and let my brother say a few things because he just sitting over here with an earnest expectation, and I know that God has truly worked in his life on today. Amen.
Amen. Tonight, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be a guest. Just want to kind of do visual on some things that kind of been going on. God has been truly opening doors. Just been blessed and handled. So, where the enemy has try to close doors and shut me down. The grace of God is abounding much in my life at this present time. I've took this thing to not murmur or complain and just thank God. My daughter, Gina, she would say, Daddy, it's time for a praise break. We need a praise break.
Amen.
So we would play praise music and we would dance in the truck and we're screaming and shouting, Hallelujah and thank you, Jesus. Then when we get to the house, we would dance in the yard and dance on the front porch and crank the music all the way up. This is a time where we need not be ashamed of praise and of worshiping God in broad daylight. God is truly the one that can help us and lead us to men and women that could be a blessing to us. So after dancing outside, after dancing on the porch, we went in the house and we began to dance in the house and begin to bless the house. We bless the ground around the house, but we bless the house. So I truly believe God was honored because me and my children, my sons and my daughters, we danced, we praised God. We were grateful and we were thankful. There was a lot of stuff going on. But nevertheless, God continues to open doors. God is faithful. I'm here tonight to let you know that God is faithful. No matter what you're going through, no matter the test or the trial, no matter how the enemy, John 10:10, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. No matter what he has planned for you or the assignment that he tries to release pertaining to you, God is still on the throne. I've been noticing, we've been talking too about the praise and worship was a voice activation. The kingdom is voice activated.
Amen, amen.
We have to open up our mouths. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, we have to do something. We have to say something. We have to believe in our heart, but we have to open our mouth. So when we pertain to our prayers or our worship or our praise, that's the clapping of our hands, the stomping of our feet, and being able to open our mouths and give God praise. I continue to say, too, if you have breath in you, you owe God some praise.
Amen.
As long as you are above ground, as long as you are alive, as long as you have your health and your strength, you ought to praise God.
Hallelujah.
We all not getting twisted in our lives and in our hearts based on what our natural eyes see, because this is a faith walk. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith. And truly in this hour, we will come to know those that really are walking by faith. This is not a time to not believe God and take him at his word. This truly is a time to dig into the word, the meat of the word, and to truly hear the voice of God. Not to lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him that he might direct your path. This is a constant thing. I'm coming to the understanding every morning, rising early. Rising early and getting in with the Lord, being able to be in agreement with God, because there are things that will come against you. So you need to be in agreement with God. You need to make sure that things are well with your relationship with your maker, your creator, with your savior, and that you are on the one. Call for help, call for strength. Just bless God for just being God. So I'm excited tonight. Just happy. Just wanted to share a few things with you. But I'm going to give it back to Apostle, and we'll talk in a minute.
Amen, amen. One of the things that, we also, under the covering of the Lindenberg Christian Center here in the city of Gary, and our covering is Apostle, none other than Apostle Leonard Hammond. And hallelujah. And one of the things that we do in the ministry is we read a couple of scriptures before we start ministries. And those two scriptures are Acts the 20th chapter, verse 32, and Acts the 19th chapter, and verse 20. And I would like to share those with you. Acts 20 and 32 says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all of them which are sanctified." Right. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Right.
Acts 19 and 20 says, "So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed."
Amen.
Mightily, Amen. Mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Now, last week we talked about the warnings that God has given us. And just real briefly, the first warning that we got was, it came straight out of Genesis, right in the first book of the Bible. God gave us a warning. When he commands us to do something, it's the same as a warning. He's telling us to do it, and then he gives us the consequence for not doing it. Genesis, the first chapter, Genesis, the second chapter, verse 9, talks about a tree in the midst of the garden. It actually talks about two trees, but the warning comes in Genesis, the second chapter, verse 16. So I want to read it real quick. It says, "And God said, let the waters under the heavens be collected." This is chapter 2. Oh, wait a minute, let me read. Chapter 2 and verse 9. "And out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, or to be desired, good, suitable, pleasant for food. The tree of life," let me warn you, I forgot. I am reading out of the Amplified Bible. Normally I try to remember to read out of the King James first and then the Amplified. So since I got a little help today, maybe you can help keep me on the straight and narrow. Amen. Do you have it, man of God?
I do. Okay. With Genesis 2nd chapter 9, verse, "And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil."
Could you read that again and then let them see the punctuations? When you get to a punctuation, let them know what that punctuation is.
Right. Genesis 2nd chapter 9, verse, "And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight." Comma.
Okay, something else. That means something else getting ready to happen. That thought was complete. Now we got another one.
"And good for food." Holy.
Okay. Something else is getting ready to happen.
"The tree of life also in the midst of the garden." Comma.
That's one tree.
"And the tree of knowledge of good and evil," period.
And the tree of knowledge of good and of evil. So that's two trees. Now we're going out to verse 16. Here we're given a command by God. Adam was given a command, so that command was to us. And that command also was the first warning given in the Bible.
Genesis 2nd chapter 16, verse. "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat." 17. "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die."
Okay. We talked about it last week. The reference to that scripture was Revelation, the 22nd chapter, and the second verse. And just briefly, it's really key that we take a look at this, because this was some revelation knowledge. This was some revelation knowledge that God had given us. And we want to share that with you. Revelation, the 22nd chapter. It is bears repeating again, so I know we talked about it last week, but that was near the end of the presentation, so we want to go back over again. Amen.
Revelation 22:2. In the midst of the streets of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 20 manner, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
Okay, out of the Amplified it says, through the middle of the broadway of the city, also on either side of the river was the tree of life with its 12 varieties of fruit, yielding each month its fresh crop, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing and the restoration of the nations. And it goes back to Genesis 2:9. Here's the revelation that God gave me, and remember I told you, let's repeat, open thy mind eyes that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. We've been here in the walk for an hour. We're going to say some things, and we're going to try to prove some things that's out the box. We don't put God in the box. And God gave us a revelation here that Jesus has declared in John that he is the tree of life. So if he is the tree of life, the revelation that came to me was that the 12 manner of fruit were the apostles. The 12 manner of fruit. And they yielded their fruit every month. That's the church. The church was being added to, it says daily in Acts. The kid is talking about so many varieties that we read out of the Amplified, varieties of fruit that they all over the nation, all over the world, different nationalities are being added every day. The church, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves are for the healing of the nation. That is us right now. We are the fruit or the remnant or the seed of the church, the revelation. We are the seed of the fruit that came from the apostles who got it straight from the tree of life. Now, okay, apostle, how are you going to prove that? Didn't I say this was some revelation knowledge? You can do some due diligence on yourself, and you can find many references that allude to this fact. Because what happens here, because we're talking about warning. God warned us to do some things, but he also left us a legacy. He said in Matthew, the 24th chapter, in the 24th verse, and we're going to go there. Bear with us. What we're trying to do is we're trying to put some stuff in practical, everyday, how it's dealing with us here in the earth. But we got to give you some scriptures so you can, like, go back to it and back it up, because we're finna like, try to get a little raw with it. Another warning was for us, was in this chapter here.
Back in the 24th chapter, 24th verse. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
25.
Behold, I have told you before.
Okay. Out of the Amplified says, for false Christ, and verse 24, and false prophets will arise. It's no doubt to anyone's mind that's listening, those that's been around this a few months in the ministry, that it's so many people out here lying and profiling and professing to be something that they are not. And God is exposing them left and right every single day of the week. They're getting exposed. They're getting the covers pulled off of them. People that we thought was untouchable is getting touched. See, they will show great signs and wonders. even though that some of the greatest ones that did miraculous signs and wonders ended up falling prey to Jezebel spirits and Ahab spirits and Diana the Doom spirits and all manner of calamities, homosexuality and just lust demons and that seemed to be like the order of the day is the lust demons. And they say the signs of one of the sorts to deceive and lead astray if possible, even if he let God's chosen ones. And verse 25 says, see, I have warned you beforehand. All through the scriptures, God has given us and issued us declarations, decrees. Why do you think there were so many prophets before Jesus came? He wanted us to get it right, and we still couldn't get it right. Earlier today, we were talking about how can we get back to our hope. We were trying to figure out how to look through the scriptures. Focus is not in the Bible, not one time. But I know that we have to focus on so many things that are good. God has left us so many great, good, and wonderful things in the Bible, but he also has warned us. Matt was telling me about in Deuteronomy. What was that you were telling me about Deuteronomy earlier?
The book of Deuteronomy, 28th chapter. You're going to go over to turn there. I'm going to give you more false information. First verse. And it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe, which means to watch, and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, then the Lord thy God will set thee upon high above all nations of the earth. And of these blessings shall come upon thee. Then all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Then in verse 1 and verse 2, it continues to talk about hearkening, but it says the way that we also hearken, which is diligently, and it's unto the voice of the Lord thy God. So we're hearkening to hear his voice. We're hearkening to hear the voice of the Lord, which means we're hearkening to hear his word, his words. That diligent or diligently is the way we ought to come. That's faithful. That goes back to relationship. We talked about truly being diligent, you have to be faithful. And I was just saying how faithful God is when we begin at the top of the hour. God is diligent and faithful because God is. If those that come to him must believe that he is, then that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So there is a reward for diligent seeking.
Amen. Amen.
So when we begin to look at Deuteronomy 28, I know 1 through 14 are the blessings of obedience.
Okay.
All right. And so let me go on. To verse 3, it says, blessed shall thou be in the city, which means our city is not cursed. Our city don't have to be cursed. Our city is not the Mary capital. So we should be blessed. It says, blessed shall thou be in the city where there are no jobs. When they're talking about recession, you can be blessed. This is the diligent hearkening to the voice of the Lord. We first have to know that we're his people. We're his people. We value what he says. We value in His presence. We need to spend more time in His presence, and we need to spend more time in His Word. Because truly, Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." When I begin to think about the kingdom of God, and I begin to study and kind of look for some different things to truly have this scripture open up to me, I found out that God lives in a realm. God lives in a realm. And when He talks about seek ye first the kingdom is the realm of the king, where the king lives. It's the inhabitants of where the king stays.
That's good stuff.
And so where is the king, and then what's going on in the king's atmosphere? What's going on in his habitation? We're talking about seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. His righteousness denotes His character. And so when we look at seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, which is His character, how does God act? How does God talk? How does God do what God do? Well, first you have to understand He's a king. God is he's a righteous judge. And so when you look at what God is, when you look at who God is, and you look at His character, and when He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, seek the character of this righteous judge, how does this judge act? Is this judge quick to speak? Is this judge patient? Is this judge kind? We look at His attributes, and we look at how He operates. Is He a man of many words, or is he harsh, or is He merciful? We truly, I believe, don't spend as much time as we do to understand the kingdom of God, knowing that it's about His character. And knowing, seeking His character, seeking His presence, seeking His realm, and how He does things, and the way that He does things, it brings about a blessing. Because all you need is for the king to wave his scepter. And they grant you favor in the sight of the king. But that's because you have studied His character. You have studied the presence. Amen?
You know, man, you know, God left us with a few things here. You know, in John, the first chapter, verse 1, it talks about that God was here in the beginning. And over in Jeremiah, talks about that He knew us before we were born in our mother's womb. So, you know, you're fine if we kind of keep going back to some scriptures because, see, we, in this ministry, we believe that faith is not an option. We believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we believe that because God told us over in Proverbs that for us to trust in Him with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding and in all our ways to acknowledge Him so that He can direct our path with an S. That means sometimes we're going to veer to the left. Sometimes we're going to veer to the right. But if we trust in God, if we get up in the morning like the prophet was saying, and we start like praying to God, we start like communing with Him, and look here, Lord, you know, we can talk to Him just like we have a conversation right now. God is Daddy. You ought to be able to ask Daddy for anything. Daddy understands you. See, you got Daddy's DNA in you. It's running all through you. You look like Him. You sound like Him. You walk like Him. You, when people see you, say, you look just like your daddy. You look just like your daddy. At least that's what they ought to be saying. See, here, John, in John 1:1, it says, well, let's read it. You know, I know it, but let's read it. I'm trying to slow down. I got this little thing I say sometimes that the prophet, he gets me. He because he's younger than me, sometimes he really just go to running. He'd be wanting to kill something. And there was a movie that was out back a long time ago called I can't even remember. It was this karate guy. He had a master instructor, and the the guy used to always go out and do a lot of things, and he called him grasshopper. So y'all would say, slow down, grasshopper. And so today I'm grasshopper. I need to slow down. Okay, I'm reading out of the Amplified, John 1:1. In the beginning, before all time, was the word Christ, and the word was with God, and the word was God himself. Verse 2, he was present originally with God. Verse 3, all things were made and came into existence through him, and without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the life of men. Verse 5, and the light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it, put it out, or absorbed it, or appropriated it, and is unreceptive to it. Could you get Jeremiah 1? And I believe it's verse 5. God, in the beginning, I have a Reese's chronological Bible. And that's a wonderful tool. If you don't have one, I recommend that you get that. It basically puts the things that happen in the Bible in the chronological order that it began in. And one of the things that it shows, this is the first scripture in that Reese's chronological Bible, verse 1 and verse 2. Then it goes on, because it's talking about creation, it goes on to say, in the beginning, Genesis 1 and 1 says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Well, you can't even, when you say in the beginning, it's tough to even use a word that can describe beginning. Here in Jeremiah, the first chapter, verse 5, okay, you're going to read that out of the King James.
Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations.
Now, some of you might be saying, I ain't no prophet. I ain't no apostle. I ain't no pastor. I ain't no teacher. I ain't no evangelist. I ain't no person to lay hands on the sick. But see, God said for us to go therefore and teach. Compare them. He gave us a charge to do some things. And prophecy is one of the things that he gave us authority to tell us. Prophecy and tongues, he said, hey, if you don't do anything, you can go after this. These two things you can go after. But in the Amplified, it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you. That means this applies to every single person that is born again. Now, what that is saying, before I go further, if he knew us before he formed us in the womb, that means that we had a conversation with him. Okay, I'm talking about some revelation knowledge here, but it's spelled out right here. We had a conversation with God before we got in this earth suit called body. He said, listen, when you go down into the earth, I want you to do A, B, C, and D. And we say, yes, Lord. He said, and I'm going to ordain you, and I'm going to grant you, and I'm going to give you grace to do these things. We had a conversation. We wrote down some stuff. And then he put us in this earth suit. And then it goes on to say that he approved us as his chosen instruments. And before we were born, He separated and set us apart, consecrating us. And he will appoint us as a prophet to the nations. He is the one that promotes. Some of you that have listened to the sound of my voice have been told by maybe some of your leaders that you, I tell you when God tells me that you are a prophet or an apostle or a pastor or a teacher, evangelist, when he tells me, then I'll tell you. Or they'll say something along the lines of, God don't talk to you without talking to me. Well, I beg to differ, and here's why. Yes, I'm in the ministry that I'm assigned to, but sometimes God elevates us before the person that we're under knows. So be obedient and go tell that person what thus says the Lord. Now, if they are truly of the fold, they're going to pray and ask God so that they can advise you that if they don't have the tools to lead God and direct you in that gift, then they will assign you to someone that has that gift. Amen. Now, there's some folks out here that's probably going to click off right now, because maybe they don't understand where I'm going. I'm not bashing anybody. But the key to this is God has prophets and apostles especially. Man can't appoint you to those positions. Hello. And so what happens is God says right here, and this is also talking about the office of prophet, but it's not talking about specifically the office of the prophet. It says, I ordained you. I had a conversation with you. I blessed you. Before you came down here in this earth suit, I gave you instructions. I decreed and declared to you what I wanted you to do so that when you hear me say it in the earth suit, you'll remember what we talked about in eternity.
Holy Spirit took me to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. And I want to read this, and it's piggybacking on what Apostle and Apostle Clark said. And it's 1 Corinthians, starting with the 10th verse.
Okay.
Second chapter, 1 Corinthians, second chapter, and verse. How go back to that? But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear have heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth not man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us from God, which things also we speak, not in the words which with man's wisdom teacheth, but with the Holy Ghost teaching, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the spirit. Let me go back. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. That's what I began to talk about earlier, about you communicating with God, being on the one with God, being able to discern the spiritual things which are coming from the Spirit. A lot of times, men in their flesh, yeah, we thank God for the men and women of God, but we all have to submit unto God daily. We all need to and have to. We're supposed to check in daily. Remember, this is an army. A lot of times we lose the perspective of this being an army. This is an army. This is the bride of Christ, and this bride is an army. There is rank in this army, there is structure in this army. And in the army, you have to report for duty.
Mm.
Every day you have to report for duty. Nobody gets to stay in bed. Nobody gets to sleep in. Nobody gets to tell the drill sergeant or the staff sergeant they're not getting up. They have to get up. They have to make their bed. They have to make their way to stand in line for challenge. You have to be accounted for in this hour.
All right.
You have to be accounted for in this hour. And so the man of God is just touching on you knowing who you are because of what the Lord has spoke over you. It's spiritually discerning for you to grasp the understanding of you arising and shining. It's Isaiah 60, for the light has come, and the glory of God has risen upon you. You have to know who you are and whose you are. And it's not to get disrespectful or out of line, but Time is short, and we need to know truly what our calling is. We need to know. We all are truly working out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. It's not that we want to just walk away or leave from our coverings, but we are supposed to be possessing the land. One of the things that he continued to talk about in my spirit is the dominion, rulership, kingship. The Bible says that it talks about in Psalms 82 and 6, ye are God. If God is our Father, if God has breathed in our nostrils in the book of Genesis, if a God breathes into you, what are you? You're not a Christian.
Ooh.
You're a God.
Ooh.
You are God. That's another subject. But the Holy Spirit just led me there. Like, if God breathes into you, if God breathes on you, what are you? You are God.
Woo! Hallelujah. As we begin to wrap up, I just want to share this with you. About 7 years ago, a young man in Milwaukee prophesied to me, and I was listening to that prophecy the other day, and I'm like, wow, because occasionally I go back and listen to the prophecy to see if I've done what's been said, if I'm on track. And what he read was, or what he spoke to me was 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14 and verse 15. And I'm going to read it out. I'm going to read it out of the King James. I'm going to read it out of Amplified.
Verse First Corinthians 4, chapter 14 and 15. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel.
Amen. And then the Amplified says, I did not write this to shame you, but to warn and counsel you as my beloved children. Verse 15 says, after all, though, you should have 10,000 teachers, guides to direct you in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. Well, I became your father in Christ Jesus through the glad tidings of the gospel. Here, Paul was telling the church, I sent Timothy to you. I trained him. I put him in check. I taught him everything that God taught me individually. I got it straight from the horse. I got it straight out the mouth of God, and he got it straight out of the mouth of God because he got it from me. So don't be bucking him. Listen to him. That's who I left over you. Sit under. Be a son. Be a daughter. Now, earlier we talked about that God warned us against false Christ and against false prophets. If you in this word, you're going to be able to discern what's true and what's false. God said in his word, my sheep know my voice. They know my call. But it also says that even if the elect may be fooled. Because what happens is we begin to rely on our own will. So earlier we talked about putting ourselves in a position of focusing. And so as we come to a close, we're going to have the prophet pray for some deliverance. And then we're going to turn it over to our host after the prayer. We thank you for being with us on today. We do want you to remember a few things because we will come back at the end. We want to try to get stop a little early today, so I'm going to let the prophet have the final word today. I'm just so pleased that my son in the ministry is here with us on today. He's a powerful young man. I pray that you was blessed in his presentation of what God gave to him. It's pretty good tag team. Then we plan to do it some more. God bless you. God keep you. We're going to hear from the man of God, and then we're going to turn it over to our host. Amen.
Whatever going to get, you got to hold me.
So I want to pray with you. Not just church to us, I believe, too. I want to just finish this out with you real quickly. We talked about Matthew 6:33. And we talked about God's kingdom, the kingdom of God and his character. God is a righteous judge, and that's truly. I just wanted to share this with you because God looks at us, he looks at us as judges. And so I want to just read this to amplify your God conscious about you being a righteous judge, about being the proxy pertaining to the kingdom of God. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will he judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? See, he says, this is our mandate. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Raise them out of the hands of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. The Bible says all the foundations of the earth are out of course. But God is in verse 6, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But he says, ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. I'm going to read it in the Amplified so we get a greater understanding of what this is. It says, God stands in the assembly of the representatives of God in the midst of the magistrates or judges. He gives judgment among the gods. He says, how long will you magistrates or judge unjustly and show partiality to the Selah? That's Paul's and commonly think of that. He says, do justice to the weak, poor, and fatherless. Maintain the rights of the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rescue them out of the hand of the wicked. The magistrates and judges know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness of complacent satisfaction. All the foundations of the earth, the fundamental principles upon which rest and administration of justice are shaking. I said, you are gods, since you judge on my behalf as my representatives. Indeed, all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die as men and fall as one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for to you belong all the nations. And so quickly, God is talking to us about being gods. And if we're not going to be as God called us to be, blew the breath of life into us, we will die like mere men and fall like one of the princesses. That was the last point I wanted to leave with you, and I pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your sons and daughters. We thank you, Lord, for the God conscious that you have given us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we honor you and we bless you. We magnify you and we glorify you for bringing our conscience to a higher place in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to go deeper into your word, O God, deeper into your character, deeper into your spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. The Bible says that the world is waiting in eager expectation for the sons and daughters to be manifested in the name of Jesus. And so tonight, O God, we thank you, Lord, that you begin to show us your ways, O God. Show us your character in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would allow us to sell out wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus, and that folks would not be confused about what side we're on in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we'll operate in the God conscious that you have given us. We thank you, Lord, that we'll be those sons and daughters that you can trust, that you can depend on, and that we would righteously judge on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Father God, you have made us aware of who we are. Now, Lord, we ask, O God, in the name of Jesus, to heal our wounds, heal our hurts in the name of Jesus, where we have been downtrodden, where we have been not spoken to or talked to or enlightened in the ways of Christ in the name of Jesus, that would glorify you to allow us to come boldly before the throne of grace in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for all sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, O God, for healing. By your stripes, we are healed. Lord, you said that healing is the children's bread tonight. And so, Father God, we thank you for the manifested sons and daughters coming forth in this hour in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that they will go forth in the name of Jesus with no resolve. We thank you, Lord, that they will come out righteous. We thank you, Lord, that they will not be bound or religious in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that the truth, the light, and the way is their portion. We honor you, O God, and we thank you for the love right now. We release love over those in the ministry in the name of Jesus.
We thank you for loosing love in the body, O God, as the blood flows through the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the love tonight in the name of Jesus. Allow the love to resonate and permeate in our hearts and in our minds and our spirits, O God. Allow our words to be seasoned with grace and allow us to mean what we say because it comes from you in the name of Jesus. Lord, allow us not to be liars. Allow us to partake of your divine nature tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, if there is anything keeping us from coming on with you, O God, we ask that you would deal with it in the name of Jesus. We ask, O God, for the fire, the zeal, and the passion in the name of Jesus to go forth to be light in the world and salt of the earth in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you all glory. We give you all praise, and we give you all honor. We bind the hand of the enemy tonight in the name of Jesus. When we loose the right hand of God where there are blessings evermore, we bind the mouth of the enemy tonight in the name of Jesus, and we loose a fresh word of God tonight in the name of Jesus, a lift word, a word of life, a word of comfort, a word of exhortation tonight in the name of Jesus. We ask, O God, that you would keep us. Lord, as we submit to God, we resist the devil, and he flees from us in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, and we thank you, O God. Apply the blood of Jesus afresh to us and our situations. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Okay, thank you so much. Come on, host. We turn it over to you. Thank you for allowing us to be with you on today. You can open up the lines now, whatever it is that you have for us, our host. Amen. We'll be listening for our song. We'll be just praying that the host is loving what God has given us. And we thank you for being with us on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, man of God, for being here with me today. I love you. This tag team is something that God has will continue to use. And we're going to do what God tells us to do while we yet have breath. And we just thank you for being who God says you are. I know the host has a few announcements, and so we're waiting on that.
I thank God for everyone that has called. For internet listeners, glory be to God. This is Kingdom Builders International. And if you'd like to make a donation to the website, to the ministry, you could go to www.kingdomdaughters.org. Glory to God. And it's all about the kingdom. So if you are on the phone lines or over the internet and you have not called on Jesus Christ as your precious Lord and Savior, after listening to the men of God, go forth tonight. If your heart is heavy and you've been going through and trying to deal with the situation on your own, you can't. Jesus died just for you. God gave his only begotten son just for you. So just repeat after me. Father God,
prayer was still open, the woman of God may have gotten cut off. So if you can hear me, you pray right now that if you don't know God as a part of your sins, that you would just believe you were born of a virgin. I believe that you lived on the earth. I believe that you will be set upon. I believe that your back was torn. I believe that you died for my sin. And I give myself to you right now. I want a relationship with you right now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Prophetess Teresa, and I want to thank everyone for coming on tonight. And we do give God the honor and glory for the men of God that went forth tonight. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for dying on a cross, and we thank you, Lord God, that you rose again. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing in this season of our lives. Well, we ask you right now, Father, that you would touch both of the prophet and the apostle on the line tonight, that you would shine your love upon them abroad, Father. Everything that they touch, Lord God, let it be blessed because of your anointing that is upon them. Father, we thank you that the word, your word has went forth, that it will penetrate the heart of men and women, every listener, Father, near and far. Father, we ask you to allow them to continue to be a blessing to the kingdom. Bless their families, bless their homes, Lord God. Let every need be met in the name of Jesus. Let their hearts be hearts of flesh, Father, so that you can use them like never before. We thank you, Father, that you chose this night and you chose who you wanted for this line at this very hour. And, Father, we ask you, Lord God, that it would cause your people to come unto you because they have poured out, Father, authentically. They have poured out, Father God, with love and genuality. So we thank you, Lord God, that you're going to do the work. As we sow, as we water, that you'll bring the increase. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that as they go forth, Father, that you would go every step of the way with them. Renew, refresh, and restore, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Apostle Clark. And we thank you, Lord God, for Prophet Matthew. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And we decree and declare that blessed, and all their needs are met. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we say, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And this is Evangelist Hannah from Kingdom Builders International. If you'd like to sow a seed into the ministry, you can go to www.kingdomdaughters.org. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God again for Apostle and the prophet that came on tonight and the teaching that has went forth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I turn the lines back over to you, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We once more again, we thank the our host for loving on us like you have. And if you are still listening, you can reach us at Carlton Clark, K-A-R-L-T-O-N-N-C-L-A-R-K. At yahoo.com. I'm also on Facebook the same. If you have some things you want to share with us, you also can talk to Matthew on Facebook.
Send me an email.
Amen. And we also are a portion of the Liberty Christian Center. We are here at 235 West 40th Avenue here in the city of Gary, 46407. And we would love to hear from you. You can give us a call on our personal telephone number at 219-688-4596. That's Apostle Carlton Clark. And we are the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International Incorporated. God is with us. We pray that we've been a blessing to you and your family. Pray for those that are bereaved and are going through. We pray especially for the family, the Nichols family, the Holmes family. We lost there. Another man of God has gone on to be with the Lord. And so we recognize that he's going through it. When you are hurting, we are hurting. There's others that we don't know of, but we pray with you that God will strengthen you and give you what you need. And this is your hour of bereavement. Amen. Amen. Okay, that's all I have. We thank you for being with the Warfare Hour. And remember, faith is not an option. And we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us.
Everything that's not like you.
Suddenly you move, God. Fire,
fire,
fire. Suddenly you move, God. Fire,
fire.
Like the day of Pentecost, yeah. All in one place. On one accord, all in one place, on one accord, oh yeah, all in one place, one accord, you'll send yours, oh yes you will, when we're all in one place. One accord, you will send yours. God, we want yours.